This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on a Feel Good Friday. It is all good. We play that song on Fridays at 9 a.m. and sometimes it's not all good. Sometimes we are coming off a bad loss. The weather's terrible, or is a snowstorm, or something's going on. One of us is sick. But today it's all good, man, because we are heading into June with the Knicks still in the Eastern Conference Finals with an opportunity to get this series back to Madison Square Garden in a Game 7. And all we were asking for is just a little bit of an easy win. How about a little bit of an easy win? Can we do that?
Yes.
And we got it last night on the back of Captain Clutch, the man who was on my chest this morning, Jalen Brunson, number 11. Captain Clutch.
He's doing well. I'll tell you what, off the court as well as on the court. I can, that's for sure. And the other thing, too, is we get the Yankees and the Dodgers, a rematch of last year's World Series this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. The rematch of the World Series.
Yes,
yes, I've heard that.
So that's good. That's
ball good game over. World Series over. Dodgers win.
Okay. You know, I don't have much of a recollection of that Game 5. Do you remember what happened in that
game? He dropped the ball.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now. That's right. There was that whole thing at first base, too. Remember that whole deal?
Oh, yeah.
Not covering.
But, you know, this series has got two needle movers.
Two needle, Ohtani and Judge, two needle movers, for sure.
The price, they're worth the price of the of admission.
Yamamoto a needle mover in your eyes?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No?
No.
Guy's pretty good.
I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just saying I don't think a needle mover.
Not yet. A needle mover?
Maybe not yet.
But he's international, though, too. Those guys move some needles.
He throws like 8 pitches, doesn't he?
He's got a lot. Mookie Betts used to be a needle mover.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
Oh, hey, Paul Goldschmidt was a needle mover.
He was.
At one point.
But you're saying there's only two needle movers.
I think really two needle movers, yes.
Harper? It's a tough one.
Tough one. You know, I would say mild.
like if the Chef IQ Sense was in Bryce Harper.
It'd be a medium rare.
It would be like a medium rare. It wouldn't be all the way up to like needle mover. Well done. Okay. Yeah. I understand that. That
I mean, at one point in time, yes. I'm not taking anything away from him. No, of course.
But just right now, as we sit here right now.
I mean, Bobby Witt Jr., like, I know who he is. Oh, I know how great he is.
100% not a needle mover.
I know, but it's like Mike Trout. I remember how good Mike Trout was, how many injuries he's had.
Nah.
Like Ken Griffey was a needle mover. Mm-hmm. A-Rod was a needle mover. Barry Bonds was a needle mover.
That's right.
Mark McGwire was a needle mover.
How about Tyrese Halliburton, needle mover?
No.
I didn't think so. Jalen Brunson.
Needle mover.
Oh, yeah.
He's moved the whole needle of the Knick franchise.
yeah, and I guess Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, the only needle mover left in the West. I mean, that's an MVP needle mover right there.
Yeah, but that team's a needle mover. That team.
Oof. Not really, though, because it's the Thunder. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you could say that all you want.
It's not
going
to move a needle to, like, national TV.
They are a historic team this year, what they did. And they are loaded moving forward.
Yeah. We'll see. Still got to get that first one, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Everybody's just handed in the championship.
Yeah, I don't know why we're worried about them right now.
We're not worried
about the next game.
We're doing needle mover conversation. Not worried about that.
The next position, the next possession, the next quarter, the next half. Boom, done.
Boom, done. Where are you going to be watching that game on Saturday night? Do you know?
Right in front of my TV.
All right, perfect. What about Nick and West Orange? What's going on, Nick?
Boomer and Geo, how are you?
Hey, okay. Nick, what's up, man?
I got a major problem here, boys.
Yeah.
Got a major problem here. I got tickets for a Broadway play like months ago. Just so happens to be tomorrow night. Now I get an email that there's expectations for this show, and you got to lock your phone away in those little lockable pouches.
Wait, hold on. Let me just ask. I'll let you finish, but let me just ask. When did they send that email out? After the Knicks won?
Last night.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Yeah. Isn't that amazing that they knew that and they were like, we can't have people checking their phones the entire night of the Knicks score when it's going on during the play? That is incredible.
No, I told my lady, I'm like, there's no way I'm locking up my phone.
Yeah.
And she was don't start.
Hold on. You told your lady?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is this your wife or your girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Okay, all right. Because calling your wife your lady is wives don't appreciate those things.
Now, I haven't heard that in when was the last time you heard that?
Yeah, I mean years.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. All right.
We just got off a Sons of Anarchy kick, so I'm on an old lady kick now.
Okay. By the way, what play is this?
It's called Othello. It's with Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh. Oh wow,
those guys are not going to want you watching a Knick game while they're up on stage. It's a live performance.
At 8:00.
Yeah, it's game time right in the middle of it. You know, maybe your lady could take one of her lady friends.
we'll have to see about that one.
Well, I mean, is that a possibility?
I doubt it.
I mean, she understands you're a Knick fan?
Die hard.
Does she care at all about the Knicks?
She's a huge college basketball fan. I'm trying to get her into the NBA, and she's been good. She's getting into it, but she loves Broadway plays, and this is Denzel here. So do I bring a dummy phone and lock that one up? I'm lost here.
No, you can. You can. You can't do that. They'll throw you out.
Oh, God.
Well, that's perfect, though. Get thrown out.
Yes.
There's your answer.
You know what? That's a good idea.
You're like, I'm so sorry. I forgot. I'll make it up to you sometime. And then just get the hell out of there. Go to a bar and watch the game.
This is why I called you, boys. This is why I called.
There's your answer, Nick. Solved. It took us a while to work through it, but we got the answer.
Or just have your lady friend. Well, unless he wants to go see Denzel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal. You got big stars in this thing, and I understand.
And they only do it for a short amount of time, you know, and then they'll have, like, the next cast. This is, like, first-generation cast of that thing. And Jake Gyllenhaal on top of it. I mean, that's two big stars. But,
they're obviously not going to the Knick game in Indiana.
It's still Othello, you know?
Yeah. What was that? I don't know. I'm just thinking about that poor guy.
Yeah. I mean, let me ask you. Let's say it was Timothy Chalamet who was in this play and not Jake Gyllenhaal.
He'd call in sick.
Would they put an understudy in? There's 100%. No way. There's no way you could do that.
He's such a big Knick fan.
Yeah, I know, but people paid good money to see his ass in something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Denzel and Timothy Chalamet and Othello, and then Chalamet's taken off, and you got the understudy in there so he can watch the Knicks? No way. I mean,
off and then in disguise in the Indiana crowd?
Yeah.
Pat McAfee will find him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way he could do that. And I don't know if Jake Gyllenhaal is a sports fan or Denzel. Denzel's been to Knicks games. I've seen him there.
Yeah, sure. He's been there. Sure.
Yeah. I don't know if he's a fan or not, but he's definitely been a part of that contingent several times. Let's go to Diana in Ronkonkoma. What's going on, Diana?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Okay.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Last night, I believe it was during the NBA Finals, they had a commercial on for the Stanley Cup. And they said that the Stanley Cup is the most recognizable trophy in all of major sports. And I was wondering if you guys would agree. My husband adamantly disagrees with that, and I said he's wrong. I think anyone, any non-sports fan, would be able to recognize the Stanley Cup. What do you guys think?
Al?
Yes. So we've had the Stanley Cup in here, and yes, I would agree with that. I don't really know of another championship trophy, maybe other than the U.S. Open Golf Trophy.
Maybe you guys need to ask Tracy that. Show her a picture of it and see if she knows what that is.
That's a great... You know what? That would be very smart. That's something I probably should have done on Friday. Yeah. Diana, and there is the Stanley Cup in our studio.
Yeah.
It definitely is. I mean, for a non-sports fan, you put the Stanley Cup would stand out over the Larry O'Brien, over the baseball trophy that Rob Manfred called a hunk of metal.
Remember that?
Just a hunk of metal.
Just a hunk of metal.
The baseball commissioner. What?
Yeah.
Lombardi, though, man. I'm telling you, the NFL's so popular now.
No. It's still the Stanley Cup.
It's Stanley Cup.
No, I'm saying for a non-sports fan, though. I mean, I'm not saying what's more iconic. I know it's the Stanley Cup. That's the greatest trophy. That's the one. But my point is that for a non-sports fan, you put them all in front. Because football is so much more popular than hockey, would someone know the Lombardi over the Stanley Cup?
Oh, plus it has a football in it.
It's true. That is true. But would they say Lombardi? They'd have to say that's the Lombardi trophy to get the answer right. They can't just say the football trophy because it's a football on top of it.
And plus it has the NFL logo.
Yeah, you'd have to. Would they say Stanley Cup or would they say Lombardi? See, we wasted our opportunity now, but that would have been a great question for Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. Name these trophies.
What if someone just answered the Super Bowl trophy?
No.
No.
No. God, that's the Lombardi trophy. You have to know it's the Lombardi trophy. And they can't say that's the hockey trophy. Can't do that either. It's either the Stanley Cup or the Lombardi trophy. So, yeah.
And it's not just a hunk of metal.
No.
That's for sure.
I'm just trying to think. Maybe think Youssef would be able to. I don't. He's not around on Fridays anymore. Damn it.
Yeah, I saw him. He's around.
Oh, he's around?
Yeah.
Think he'd be able to identify it? He doesn't like coming in anymore. Something's going on with that. I don't know if it's like a...
we haven't figured out what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got like...
I don't think that's him, though.
He's got like that geofencing on him now, I think. Where he gets to a certain area, distance to the studio. He's got to put it in reverse.
Right.
Yeah, if he's around...
It's a shock in the neck.
Yeah, if he's around, I'd like to do that for him. And CBS Sports Network, if you could... We'll just prepare this. And if it happens, it happens. And maybe if it doesn't happen, we can do it another day. But if you can get all four major sports trophies up there from, you know, basketball, football, hockey, and what did I miss? Baseball.
He'd have to get the names of all of the trophy, the actual name of the trophy.
Yeah.
What is that hunk of metal in Major League Baseball called?
Oh, it's the...
is it the Commissioner's Trophy?
Yeah, the Commissioner's Trophy. Yeah.
It's just a hunk of metal.
Which is the commissioner called it, the Commissioner's Trophy. The commissioner called a hunk of metal. Yeah, that was amazing. Peter in Connecticut. What's going on, Peter?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. I just wanted to call in and kind of talk about OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. You guys mentioned OG's kind of struggles over the last series. And I think it's because him and Mikal play a similar game. They're slash and three. You know, and they also play a lot of good defense, but I think that they're trying to like force two similar players in that Tibbs lineup. And I think like, I forgot, it might have been McPherson yesterday talking about, like what's wrong with the Knicks lineup. And I think that it's them. I think that it's those two guys that can't really work well in the same system.
Yeah, that's interesting. But I mean, I saw OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges play really well together when Jalen Brunson was out. Now, you want to tell me that Jalen Brunson's the straw that stirs the drink? You're right. And when he's in there and those two guys are in there, maybe it's a little confusing. But those two guys, at least on the defensive side of things, should be able to lock down the two guys that they've been on better than they have for the majority of the series.
I just think game four, Mikal Bridges was off. He did not hit his mid-range jump shots. Yesterday, OG Anunoby was off again, and it seems like in this series, for whatever reason, maybe it's because of the defensive energy that he feels like he has to put out to try to stop Pascal Siakam, it's affecting his offense. Maybe he is hurt. Maybe that hamstring is worse than we think it is. Nobody's talking about it, but we noticed it back in game two, was it?
Yeah.
So I look at it, and I say, okay, he is just not shooting well. I mean, he was 1 for 7, 3 points last night, 3 for 14 overall. His offense is not there. And he just looks like, at times, he and Josh Hart on offense really look out of sorts.
Yeah, they do. I mean, and it's I don't know.
They're still, but I mean, like, the fact of the matter is,
they've scored 100, is the problem.
They've scored 135 points, 109 points, 106 points, 121 points, and 111 points. So we could be sitting here bitching all we want. They're still scoring.
They're finding a way. You know? No matter what.
They're digging deep.
Digging deep and finding a way.
Yes.
Alejandro in Brighton Beach. What's going on, Alejandro?
Fellas, good morning, good morning.
What's up, man?
What's going on? Gio, first of all, I quickly want to congratulate you, bro. I know what it feels like to hit a green using a six iron. Woo! We're probably the same handicap, so I got to congratulate you on that, bro. I understand that. So.
Oh, you should have seen him yesterday, Alejandro. Not only that, number 16 over there at Sleepy Hollow, the beautiful par 3 that overlooks the Hudson, he hit it smack dab, what were you, about 10 feet away?
Yeah, I was 10 feet away. Yeah, and I have to tell you, Alejandro, it's a signature hole there. It's on, like, the cover of golfing magazines. And last year, I played there for the first time. I was on a rough day, and I sculled one right into the fescue even before, like, even got to the rough. It was horrible on the other side of the cart path. And then everybody goes, hit another one. It's 16 at Sleepy Hollow. You got to try again. I hit the same exact shot, sculled it again. And I was thinking about it since September of last year. Like, and I'm not kidding you. In my own head, I was saying, when I get another opportunity to stand up there, I got to hit a great shot. So yes. I was standing over it, and it
and there calm, it is right there.
The calm came over me, and I hit it. So it was pretty good. It was a special day. And I washed it down with a Knicks win last night, Alejandro. Let's go. What a day.
Beautiful, beautiful day. Absolutely, absolutely. I just want to talk real quick. Have you guys seen this going around on social media? There was this guy that paid a witch to put a spell on the Knicks to win last night. Mm. And it's just like a superstition kind of deal in a sense. Not like we need him to do that again for game 6. In addition, real quick, Kylie Jenner is 2-0 when she's at the game. So I think Timothy has to bring her to game 6 as well.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I thought about that when she was walking out. I was like, the last time that she was with him, they won. So maybe that if, and I thought he's going to drag her to Indiana.
She's a hell of a distraction.
Yeah, I know. He's going to have to drag her to Indiana. And she was wearing like a thing or showing some skin too, an old deal. I mean, yeah, to bring her to Indiana. Have her be like just in like a bikini sitting courtside, and then have her flirt with the Pacers, and I think we might have a chance, Alejandro. But thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend, brother. And whatever. You know how I feel about things. If you're actually involved in the series, then you can touch the money. Then there could be superstitions, whatever. But with fans and witches and all that other stuff, we can try. But I gotta stop for my own sake in my brain. I gotta stop thinking that I have any sort of control over these things, because I can't blame myself anymore for my team's losses. I can't do it.
My confidence comes from Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, true.
I mean, there's been a lot of athletes that have come through here over the years, and very few have achieved, you know, the level of, I think, appreciation that he has already received in such a short period of time.
Let's go to Steve in Connecticut before we get to Jerry's update and moment of the day. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
The gentleman that's going to the Broadway show can go buy an Apple Watch and get his updates on that to make his girlfriend happy as well.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I'm not a watch guy at all. I see people with the watches all the time, the Apple Watches, and on the golf course, and they're getting the yardage and everything else, and the scores and the texts, and people talking into them. Yeah, go out and get that, and then if you don't want to keep it, then send it back the next day. Like, this thing wasn't working out for me, and then return it. But yeah, that's an easy one.
The problem with that is I can't read it.
You can't?
I can't, no.
See, I've got, knock on wood,
I tried.
Decent eyes.
No way.
But I, yeah. But that... that would solve his problem. That's smart. Or you could just get thrown out, because does he really care about the Denzel thing? He doesn't really care. He might think it's fun. Be like, oh, I get to see Denzel Washington on Broadway. That's something that's cool to see. And Jake Gyllenhaal. But he doesn't really care if he's a Knicks fan.
But he's taking his lady.
Yeah, my lady. I told my lady. We got a Knicks game to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
If you've been listening all morning, you know what this means. So do what you got to do. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Definitely a song of the summer last year as we head into summer 2025. We got Jerry Recco back. I think Jerry's going to be playing some music, drinking some Surfsides, playing some golf later today. Huh?
Not today.
No?
No. My son's got a baseball game.
Oh, okay.
So not today. Perhaps tomorrow, Sunday.
How about Jerry walked 36 yesterday, Boomer?
I did do that.
You did?
I did.
Good for you.
I mean, how about that back is holding up,
pretty
Jerry?
Good.
Thank God.
I feel pretty good.
You know?
Not doing terrible. Yeah. You know, my biggest problem is sleeping. I hate going to sleep. I wake up crippled. I do not understand for the life of me.
That's interesting. I mean, maybe because when your body's in motion, it's a different thing, and then you cramp up.
I guess, and it's every night.
And
every
night. Get out of the bed to pee 15 times.
Nah, that's kind of subsided.
Oh, really?
Saw Palmetto.
Saul, who's that?
No, not, no, it's not, a, not oh. Saul. Saw Palmetto.
Oh, this is Saul Palmetto.
No. It's a vitamin supplement. You never heard of Saul Palmetto?
No.
Really?
No.
I've heard of ginkgo biloba.
You guys in there? No,
I have heard of it. Yes.
Okay, I'm
and
sure
Al
he has.
Probably, yeah.
Of course, I'm surprised.
Well, I've got a great stream, Jerry, so I haven't had to take any Saul Palmetto.
I did too at 42.
Did you?
Or 41, or whatever you are.
I'll be 43 next month,
yes,
Jerry.
I was 43. This is the last 3 years.
Yeah. By the way, I meant to say it to the guy, but then we got off on a different tangent. The guy called up and goes, "I'm 43. I'm a young Knicks fan." We're not young anymore. The young Knicks fans are 22, 23.
That is true.
That's a young Knicks fan.
Did you see your guy Gallo? He did that, but also with the go New York go, he was dancing.
Was he?
Yes, in a video with his jersey on.
Is he a good dancer like Zoo or a bad dancer?
Take a look. You tell me what you think.
Did he do this because Ryan Hurley, our brand ambassador, asked him to do this? Was this a reaction video?
Probably.
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
Probably, I would guess.
I saw you did, Sal did.
BT he's telling everybody.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Gallo did one as well. I don't know.
Yeah, he asked you to do one Saturday night.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'll check it out. But, you know, Zoo is an amazing dancer.
Yes.
Yeah. Go, New York, go.
Yeah, I mean, for a big man, he moves quite nimbly.
Yeah, I don't know that Gallo is as good as Zoo.
No, it's no.
But I think you'll enjoy this.
Okay.
And did you also see the video of the two guys? There is Zoo.
I mean, this guy. I mean...
Look at these two. We here.
He's flipping breakfast and pancakes and stuff. Like I don't know what the hell he's doing. But all right, so it's his Instagram.
I think I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, God, look at we had to wear the mask when there's three people in there.
Oh my God!
But look at him. Look at him go. I mean,
we did that. Time out. We did that. We wore masks in here?
Well, yeah, and you were in the other studio.
Oh, the only reason why we wore them in there is when we had three people in. So when Zoo came in to dance, we had to put them on.
Oh, okay.
But when he was out, we could take them off, which made tons of sense.
Well, there was also a video of two guys boxing outside the garden.
Yeah.
One was in a Brunson jersey, the other, I believe, in a Halliburton jersey. Okay. And they had headgear and everything, and a monster crowd around them videoing.
Yeah, so I saw an Al Shoshi. There was some guy named Wang who brought a doll out there, and the doll got the crick kicked out of it. Something like that.
Yes.
What? Oh, here he is. Yeah, so some guy, here's...
John Wang, was that it, Al?
Oh, I'm watching.
Oh, he's on the phone.
I'm watching... No, he's terrible.
Oh, terrible!
That's terrible. That's right. that's compared to Zoo. That looked like a seizure. He was having. That was not any good. Yes, let me go. Let me reference back to the Wang story. So, let's see. A man somewhere.
He rode his bike to the garden with a. A doll of Tyrese Halliburton to see how long it would take for Knicks fans to crush it.
There we go. A man named Henry Wang brought the doll as a social experiment.
A social experiment? What kind of doll?
It was a Tyrese Halliburton doll. So they put a jersey on him and made a Tyrese Halliburton doll, and the social Knicks fans attacked it.
Yeah.
They attacked it. Brett Gardner won the tickets?
Yes.
Wow.
Congrats to Brett Gardner of Fairfield, Connecticut. Oh. you won a pair of tickets to see Post Malone at Citi Field on June 4th from our friends at Live Nation. To purchase tickets, visit livenation.com.
That is not a common name.
No. Congratulations, no. Brett.
You know, you want to hear about something really strange. Outside of our office windows up here in Hell's Kitchen, there was a guy laying in the left lane of 10th Avenue.
That's strange to you?
Trying to get run over.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've seen that.
You have seen that?
I've seen guys laying. Honestly, it's like once a week I see a guy laying in the street. There's a guy laying on Kenmare all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, they're laying. Of course. I don't know what you're seeing. Kenmare is like you want to talk about a social experiment. That's
look at that. Just, I'll turn down. This guy's laying in the street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's just like, hey, come run me over.
Yeah.
People actually didn't.
Damn.
Is that the strangest thing you've ever seen?
I don't know what he's doing. Yeah. That is odd. And now he's like punching the truck going by.
This is 10th Avenue.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Should I say that or not say that? As Boomer showed me the video, and he goes, is that Big Hurls? He's got to send another email to a salesperson. He goes, you know what? Screw this. I'm just going to lay down in the street and death him and hope I get run over. Oh, God. That's funny.
Unbelievable.
Boy. Okay. Anyway, Jerry.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Under three to play in the third. Brunson with a three. Got it.
And the foul.
29 for Jalen Brunson. 15 in the third.
And I think it's fair to say this game was pretty much decided. Some garbage time for the Knicks late in the fourth quarter allowed one Evan Roberts to get out of his seat and leave before the mass crowd would exit with him, and he also did a video on his way out the door as he was leaving.
But the aggressiveness.
No. That would be really something. Here was Evan.
Place is electric. The New York Knicks season continues. Congratulations. Fun game. Landry Shamet getting standing ovations. Karl Anthony Towns delivering. Mitchell Robinson making a big impact in the third quarter and never seeing the floor in the fourth quarter. A great effort. Congratulations.
I would say so. And
I think he's actually a Knicks fan. I do.
He is not a Knicks fan.
I do. I really do. I think he's turning into a Knicks fan. See, the reason he's not a Knicks fan is because he really didn't participate in the great Knicks memories. And now this is what it used to be like.
Yeah, he's like, this is like a covet thy neighbor's wife spot forever. he might be enjoying it, but he knows it's wrong.
I don't know that he's enjoying it. I don't. And he's not a Knicks fan.
He's enjoying going to the games.
Well, he loves going to games. It's his whole life.
It's true.
Whether it's the Knicks, Nets, Mets, Yankees. He goes to season tickets for the Jets now. I mean, he is a game whore.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's great.
Evan Roberts, game whore.
Yeah. I mean, if you had to put a number on how many live events, live games he goes to, in a calendar year.
That's a good question. I would say it's
got to be 60. No, I'd say closer to 150 to 200.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he goes to probably 75 Met games. He goes to most of them. He goes to how many Net games? The Knick games. And he goes to 8 Jet games.
I'm going to say he goes to 60 Mets games.
60 Met games? All right.
And then I'll say basketball games.
30?
Yeah. I'd say 30 combined.
Okay.
Does he go to more Net games or Knick games?
The number's over 100 for sure. Yeah. I don't think it's close to 200, but it's over 100. Definitely.
He is out almost every night.
Yeah, and he's going road trips and all sorts of stuff.
Right. We didn't talk about when he goes on the road. He does his vacations around the Mets. I will ask you.
President's homes, right?
The boyhood homes of presidents, yes. Uh-huh. He loves that. Yeah. You guys are the Knicks fans. Is this what you want?
It's on to Game 6. And Knicks fans, I promise you this. Since I brought you luck in Game 5, if there's a Game 7, I'll be back.
No. No. Sell the tickets. God. I mean, it's just so stupid to not sell those tickets.
I agree with that. We were discussing that this morning.
Oh, my God.
What do you think he'd get for them? I said, what did I say, Al? What did I say? About $1,000, I thought, maybe?
I mean, I understand, like I said earlier, if he had a piece of gum, he could have stuck it to the garden ceiling last night where those seats are. But
center court.
That game will be the most expensive ticket in New York sports history. And he's going to go to the game? That's without right. being a Knicks fan?
I'm a moron.
With probably Biseglia.
I mean, that actually pisses me off. Like, you bought those tickets for this particular reason.
You know what? I would just say, let's just worry about game six right now.
Oh, they're winning.
And then
game
we
six.
Can get into ripping on Evan on Monday.
I mean, but you said it right. You take that money and throw it into a 529 plan. Stop being a sports whore.
I'm an idiot.
A game whore.
I know I'm an idiot. It's not a big deal.
God. I just want to shake them.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, that's the way.
He's a Knicks fan. It's a different story. If he's been waiting his whole life for this, he's a Nets fan. He hates the Knicks.
Correct.
He's not going to sell that ticket to a Knicks fan who could be in the building that'll probably pay 75 times the face
this
value.
This is why I think down deep, I'm sorry. I think he's a Knicks fan.
He's not a Knicks fan.
I'm telling you.
You can go as deep as you want. He's not a Knicks fan.
I don't know one Knicks fan that has Nets season tickets or would even go to a Nets playoff.
Kevin Roberts is a douche.
Poor it was actually Chris Lane from Kickoff to Summer. He was singing that. It was smooth. That was his encore song.
By the way, who put that song together?
You did.
What's that?
You did.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You did.
Yes.
No. Yes, you did.
I'm almost positive you made that song.
I'm almost positive you did.
No. It was either Cap or Izzo. No, it was not me.
You played it for us.
Yes, they gave it to me.
Okay.
Now that you're saying that. For a moment, I thought maybe Tommy did that. They do a lot of AI stuff.
I just remember you bringing
you're
it
right.
to us, and I was like, oh.
Holy crap, Evan Roberts is a douche. Thinking he's smart, but he's just obtuse. He can't stop yapping, taking no cues. Holy crap, man, you got some screws loose, you douche.
Listen, he's earning it today, man. That is just stupid. It's so stupid.
The one is Evan Roberts is a douche.
Evan Roberts is a douche.
Poor Evan.
He does take a beating sometimes, doesn't he?
I mean, he's the ultimate sports fan. If it's for a sports station, we're killing him.
I'm sorry, but he's not. No. Oh, I'm kidding, because he's not a fan of the team. I wouldn't be killing him if he was going to the game as a Knicks fan. I think that's awesome. You bought season tickets. You're up there. You're a fan. It's game seven of Eastern Conference Finals if the Knicks win. But for him to be a Nets fan and not sell that ticket is completely asinine.
It's financially stupid.
It really
stupid.
All
right, but I do have to say that out of all the people here, he is the afternoon drive host, and he's actually going to games.
Oh, he does.
Sal's going to games. Tommy's going to games. That's fine. But in this situation, come on. You said it earlier. Don't even try to be contrarian now. You said take that money and put it in a 529.
I did. I said that, but I'm just saying. I
going up there and eating your freaking hoagie he was eating last night.
Yeah, but now I think he's a Knicks fan. That's the only reason he would go is because he wants to see the Knicks win.
Would you characterize that hoagie as sad as Al did?
Yeah, it was lacking personality. I'll give you that much.
Was this a hoagie that he actually brought to the game? Because I could see him bringing
food. No, I don't think you're allowed to bring that into the garden.
Okay.
So it was one he purchased, but it just looked sad. Like, you know, when you see like a sad fast food hamburger that looks like it got run over?
Yeah. Like, I don't know who made that sandwich, but I feel like I could pick out of a lineup who made that sandwich. It would be the saddest looking person with plastic gloves. That makes any sense at all.
Yeah, it does.
It's kind of a. But that's what he did. He went up there, he ate that sandwich, and he watched the team that he hates win.
Sad.
crazy.
Anyhow, game six will be tomorrow night at Indiana. We'll see if Evan flies to Indiana for that game. Who knows? What else do we have time for here? Just quickly, you've got the Mets and the Rockies tonight at Citi Field. You know the details with Colorado. They are 9-47. The Yankees, 35-20 in LA against the 34-22 Dodgers. Max Fried on the mound. We'll have that game for you on the Fan late tonight. Also, the Oilers beat the Stars 6-3. They advance into the Stanley Cup Finals to take on the Florida Panthers in what will be a rematch of last year's final, where the Panthers won that series in seven games. Moment of the day. I mean, I kind of feel like we just had it with Evan being a douche, but a lot of conversation about the Knicks, Jalen Brunson, and Karl-Anthony Towns. And earlier this morning, another player did come up as well. And then there's the story of Landry Shamet, who got a standing ovation, played well in his time, but this poor guy couldn't catch a break. He was with MSG after the game in the locker room.
Yeah.
He's trying to talk, and he gets interrupted.
A standing ovation when you're checking out. They're chanting your name. They're cheering defensive plays. How did that feel from the Garden crowd?
I love New York. I love these fans.
I'm here.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
I'm here.
Oh, is that Towns?
We have confirmed that is not Karl-Anthony Towns, but we don't know who that is. Moment
Man,
of the day.
I saw a video where someone was saying, do your best Karl-Anthony Towns impersonation. And he was outside the Garden and he asked all Knicks fans. That was a rough scene for Kat. Let me tell you that much.
That was interesting.
Yeah, rough scene for Kat.
Yeah,
because he's got some interesting audio out there over the
years.
I'll
tell you what, just keep pouring in the points, baby, and keep winning.
Yeah, keep pouring it in, man.
Just keep
pouring it in, and we'll be happy with it.
Yes.
You know? Just banging guys down low, pouring it in. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Landry Shamet?
Talk about the difference between afternoons and mornings. And then Roberts won't sell his ticket for $30,000. We'll go to the game. Our producer here doesn't even know the team.
Landry Shamet?
I'll bet you have passed him back. Jim didn't even say anything.
Oh, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What a feel-good Friday, huh? I mean, this has been a good one. We got Zuckers. We got Duncan. We got all sorts of great stuff here this morning. I saw Andrew Bogus making himself a Dunkin' iced coffee. Like he was using the Dunkin', our regular Dunkin' setup, but he was pouring ice in there.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Like,
oh. I was like, okay, look at
good
that.
For him, yeah. Yeah, it's so smart. I'm going to start doing that. And it's, even though they make, like Dunkin' makes a specific cold brew.
Yes.
Their regular coffee like that, he said, was just as delicious and just as good. So I'm going to start doing that back
What
there.
If we made a whole big thing of it? And put it in the fridge.
Ooh, that's smart.
That'd be nice.
That is smart. We got to start thinking about that, man. Summertime. It's going to be June. Next time we see each other, it's going to be June, for
yes.
God's sakes.
Maybe we'll have some warm weather.
Yeah, well, I know next week's going to be beautiful, and it'll be even more special and beautiful if the Knicks can move on to the finals. Oh, look at this. Haven't spoken to her in a week. Actually, no, we did speak to her earlier this week. That's Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. What's going on, Tracy?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
It's me, Towns.
It's you, Karl-Anthony Towns. What's up?
It's me. Yeah, we're garage sailing. I'm with my mommy, and she wants to say hi to you guys.
Oh, okay. Mrs. Atlantic Highlands, how are you?
Hi, I'm a Colleen. How are you?
Hi, Colleen. Tracy's mom.
You You look like you have so much fun on your show, and I love it that you're laughing and loving each other. It's really nice.
Yes, well thank
and
you very
thanks
much.
Thanks for being so nice to my daughter. She loves all of you, and I'm learning to love you, too.
Oh.
I know less about sports than her, though.
Oh, come on. There's no way.
Yeah, I'm clueless, but I think we sound the same, don't we, a little bit?
Yes, you do.
Somebody saw the show and said, my God, Colleen, you laugh just like Tracy. I said, no, she laughs like me.
There you go. Exactly. Well, listen, what do you make of her stardom on the show? She's given us such great content over the last month.
Oh, I loved it. I mean, I'm getting lots of calls from all my friends saying, wow, how did she do that? I said, I don't know. I think it's the guy she's working with there.
Yeah, it's definitely us.
So happy and nice. Yes.
Well, it's great.
And I got you a lot of new fans.
Oh, awesome. Great. We love to hear that, and we love to hear from you guys. And obviously, it's not us making Tracy a star. I mean, she's just got that quality. Some people have it, some people don't.
I know.
You know?
I'm going
to go get a Dunkin' iced coffee.
Yeah, we're going to start getting. We wish we were in New York near you. What's Zucker's? We'd have no idea.
Oh, it's a wonderful bagel place. Wonderful bagel place next time you're in Manhattan.
We would go there, too.
Well, you guys have a great weekend, right?
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
All right. See, it's Tracy and Colleen. It's a lot of talking there.
It sounds like two sisters talking.
Yeah, I know. My goodness. I was trying to continue a conversation, one on top of the other. It's fine. Hey, this is what they're
it's
used
all good,
to doing.
Man.
It's all good. We like them.
Found two new fans, and they brought new fans who will bring other new fans.
That is great. Yes. And Tracy, I mean, listen, she's saying that, oh, you know, how did she do that? Oh, it's the guy she's working with. Tracy came on and made her own content. That's what's special about her.
Oh, it was her husband.
Well, her husband's
car.
By listening to
yes.
us, yeah. But she came on and had her own personality and did a great job there. So Colleen and Tracy on a wonderful feel-good Friday.
Driving around for some Dunkin'.
Yeah, that's right. Looking for some Dunkin'. Driving. They're even dropping sponsors' names, these two. They know what's going on. Next thing you know, it's going to be Tracy and Atlantic Highlands replacing Joe Beningo from 6 to 9 a.m. on Saturdays.
All right, I know we got to get off here in a second, so I got to ask you, man, come back Monday. What happens?
Well, we actually have 3 minutes, so let's not rush the thing. Three and a half minutes. What happens on Saturday night? Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
Jerry says they're going to win, and, you know, Jerry has these premonitions.
Jerry has
these premonitions. You know it.
There's no winning here for me, because if I say that they're going to win and they lose, people say, you mushed them. If I say they're going to lose, I mean, you didn't have any faith in a real fan.
Since when do you care what anybody thinks?
I don't. But I just wanted to say that. I don't think they're going to win. I don't.
Oh, you just mushed.
No. No, I don't. I don't. I don't. I think the Pacers are going to win on Saturday.
I am still sticking with my Knicks in seven. I'm sticking with it. And the reason I'm sticking with it is because, legitimately, you know, watching Jalen Brunson throughout the entire last couple of years here and watching him play the way he has played and the way he has willed his team to win, as long as he's healthy and as long as he's up to it, and the fact that Thibodeau has actually lengthened his bench really has helped him. So I think the first quarter, they can't let Haliburton get off. You know, they just cannot let him go off and start bombing threes.
Yeah.
And they got to play defense, because defense is really the key to this basketball team, especially when they're not shooting well. So I think he's a true dyed-in-the-wool leader, and he has shown that time and again, and I have a feeling that he's going to do it again on Saturday night. I mean, collectively, they'll do it, but they're going to be led by him.
By the way, Yusuf just said Yusuf got back to me because I wanted to bring him in and try to identify the trophies of each league and see if what he would say, and he said he's not in the building on Friday, but yet he was spotted in the building on Friday. There's something going on here, and I don't like it at all.
When I went back for a coffee, he, too, was enjoying a coffee.
Yeah, he's so full of it. Something happened.
What's happening?
Something happened. And he won't tell us the truth. He doesn't. I didn't even say come on the air. I just said, hey, if you're in the building, come by and see us. And I've also been talking about getting him Yankee tickets, so I thought maybe that would be the thing, because we are going to get him Yankee tickets coming up soon. And he goes, hey, Friday, I'm not in the building. I'm sorry. Have a good weekend. Bull crap. We saw you.
Maybe he stops in, grabs a coffee, and heads out.
You know, that's not like Yusef.
No, someone's...
Someone he got to him. Yes. Threatened his job and
exactly.
his family.
100%. Yeah.
Threatened his job and his family?
I think so. Goes hand in hand.
It's a better story if it's
I mean, because if you threaten his job, you're also threatening his family because there's no money.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah, they didn't threaten his family specifically.
No.
I don't know.
It's a shame, man. I mean, but now we got Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. So Yusef out, Tracy in. And we move on. The train just keeps on rolling.
Tracy come in and give her Friday football picks.
Yeah, right. All she has to do is clean the toilets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.